Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Cash moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Romano moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Berry moves to second. It's White Sox, 1. Tigers, 1. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Agee moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamabee covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Wirt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scourin moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 1 in the game. Padres bunts towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second, with Adair covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Weiss covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to third. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Berry trying to get to third. Brown throws the ball into Ward, who tags Berry for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Adair moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lee Elia pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Elia moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Elias scores. Locker moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Elia now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Berry is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.